This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, are common in our fields. Typically, growers can expect to find females appearing on soybean plant roots about 6 weeks after planting. But this year, the female nematodes started showing up in fields in early June, in some cases in as little as 26 days after planting. We tested some soil samples during the first week of June that already had egg counts ranging from 1,100 to over 5,000, notes Dr. James Fredericks, Outreach and Education Director at AgSource Laboratories. That's much higher than we would expect to find at this early stage in the season. Extension staff at Iowa State University suggest that this early development of the nematode females is likely due to the unusually warm temperatures we had in May. The concern with this early appearance is that there will be much more generations of nematodes this summer, resulting in higher populations and the very potential for very high cyst and egg counts this fall. Knowing the level of SCN pressure this year is important so that proper plans can be made to include more non-host and resistant crops in the rotation and other control measures in the years to come if needed. When SCN counts in a field increase to over 2,000 eggs per 100 cc's of soil, AgSource Laboratory recommends beginning a six-year rotation that includes a non-host crop and alternating soybean varieties with B18878 and peaking SCN resistance. Sampling for nematodes is typically done in the fall, but if you are suspicious of already high infections, a sample collected in the summer will provide reliable information as well. Managing SCN can be difficult since no single tactic will control SCN, says Fredericks. But utilizing several management strategies can help minimize yield lost. Samples can be taken any time during the year. However, it makes the most sense to sample fields for SCN in the fall, just prior to harvest. To effectively check fields for presence of SCN, soil must be collected from no more than a 20-acre section, collecting a composite sample of 10 to 20 soil cores. Higher-risk areas where SCN may first appear could include the following. Areas near field driveway, along fence lines or where weed control is poor, in low areas that may have been flooded, and areas of the field where soil pH is above 7. Mix the soil cores very well and place them in a tightly closed soil bag, and keep the samples at room temperature or cooler and out of sunlight until they can be shipped to an AgriSource laboratory's location. The result will be shown as eggs or cysts per 100 cc's of soil. Ag Laboratories offers both cyst and egg counts. In national news today, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is out on another Back to Our Roots tour, this time to the Pacific Northwest as well as Alaska. Perdue says he's hopeful that a new North American Free Trade Agreement can be reached with Mexico very soon. We believe we've got many of the agreements in principle ready to go there, he says. Perdue told reporters at several stops that the U.S. will likely get an agreement with Mexico first. After that, we'll move on to Canada and get those remaining issues resolved, he added. At a stop in the rolling wheat fields of eastern Oregon, trade was a big topic of conversation. A producer pointed out during a question-and-answer session that the price of wheat dropped from $7 to $6 a bushel. Between 85 and 90% of Oregon's wheat heads overseas. Perdue continued to say that USDA is working on a compensatory mitigation strategy to help producers in Oregon as well as around the nation, but once again, didn't provide many specifics. The Farm Bill has been another big topic of conversation, with Perdue saying he's very optimistic it will get passed in Congress before the current legislation expires. The European Union's wheat harvest may wind up about 6 million tons less than it was a year ago. Crops in the northern part of the EU suffered through a hot and dry spring. Reuters says there are some late-season signs of crop damage in France, one of the top wheat producers in the EU. Those potential losses in the EU are adding to the speculation that global supplies of the food staple will shrink during the 2018-2019 marketing year. Several of the world's top production areas have faced adverse weather conditions during their growing seasons. The 28-country European Union is collectively the world's largest wheat producer. Projections now expect the block to produce approximately 136 million tons of soft wheat this year. The outlook is about 4% lower than last year's output. As little as 3 months ago, forecasters were expecting the 2018 wheat crop to be identical to the output in 2017. However, it's been extremely dry since early June, especially in northern areas, and crops have suffered. The Gillespie FFA will be selling sweet corn today through Friday, July 13th, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. Be sure to go out and buy some delicious sweet corn while you can. Today at Jersey County Fair is the 4-H show starting at 8 a.m., and the 4-H livestock auction will take place this evening at 7 p.m. Tuesday, the open sheep show will begin at 8 a.m. Wednesday is the open beef show, which will begin at 8 a.m. Thursday night is the rodeo, starting at 7 p.m. Saturday the 14th, the swine show will begin at 8 a.m., and the dairy show will begin at 9 a.m. This Saturday, July 14th, the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association will be hosting a tractor drive departing from the Macoupin County Historical Society grounds. The drive will start at 9 a.m., but drivers are asked to meet at 8:45 a.m. There is a $5 registration fee, and all money raised will go back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. All tractors are welcome, but they must be able to run at least 8 miles per hour. For more information, call Lynn Heyer at 217-825-7154 or contact Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.